Hello and welcome. Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for October 10, 2022. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're unfamiliar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from the conference if you do not want to stick around for our net. Okay, I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E7KI, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussion. So this week, there was something in the mailing list that SMJ posted about. It's sort of a contest that's going on in the Puget Sound area on the various repeaters up there in a couple of weeks. But the thing that I started, that I got interested in, if you read the rules of the contest or event, they talk about one part of the exchange of each contact is a signal report. And they specify that the signal report might be in the form of an RST report or a CM report. And I had never encountered a CM report before, so I had to look that up. Fortunately, they included a link to the Wikipedia page for it, so I was able to click on it and look at it. And well, it was kind of, it took me down a rabbit hole, as the short story here. And I'm probably going to have to reset the timer here in just a moment. And I see that my audio is very low, so I hope you can hear me. But anyway, the topic this week is, how do you give a signal report to another station, especially when you're on a repeater or using Echolink, you know, something other than the standard HF single sideband content. So I'll give you a few minutes to think about that. Let me reset. Okay, looking at the dashboard here, I see that all the call signs are regulars here, so I don't think I need to explain how we do the net here. But I will be open to be surprised by a new station. So I see KD9NDJ, PY2BIL, VK6BQQ, and I see that the MD0X-L DMR All-Star Gateway is present, but it's probably not functional. So to go into a little bit more detail about the topic this week, so I know that I often am trying to give information to another station that I'm talking with on one of the local repeaters, and rather than use an RST number or a SINPO, or, you know, there are several different ways that you can describe signal strength or readability. I usually just try to be descriptive in non-technical language, plain language. And typically, what I will say is that there's a lot of white noise on your signal, that you sound like you're talking to me in the shower. And so I'm wondering, what experience other have had in trying to describe the readability of a signal, you know, especially an FM repeater signal, which is usually excellent quality, not the kind of thing that you have to worry about on single sideband on the HF, right? So anyway, Do you have any favorite techniques for describing the artifacts that might be making it difficult to copy someone on a repeater or simplex, FM, etc.? So that's kind of what I'm getting at today. So I'll start going down the list here. First on my list here is KD9NDJ.
This is KD9NDJ. Did you call me AB9FJ? I can't make heads or tails out of your audio. That's how I get that information across.
Okay, well, I did notice that the view meter was a little low, lower than usual. Can you understand what I'm saying right now?
Yeah, AB9FJ, I got that one, but I have to put my head up to my... I have to put my head inside the speaker. My head is very swollen. I have a swollen head, so it doesn't really fit in the speaker very well. But anyway, yeah, that's better. I don't know. I would investigate some better audio gear at your end. You always are scratchy and low in volume, and we'll buy you a mic. We'll take up a collection. This is KD9NDJ. Back to you.
Well, you don't have to go that far. I have plenty of mics around here, and I've got, in fact, just a few feet away from me, I have a USB mic that I've been meaning to try. But, one of the words that I heard you say there, scratchy, that's another popular adjective that I hear people use when they're trying to tell another operator that his signal lacks a little bit of clarity. So, well, all right, well, let's back up, and why don't you just give a normal check-in there, Ken. Go ahead.
AB9FJ, this is KD9NDJ. I'm Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois, and my SDF username is KDB. And that's my regular check-in. I probably have an Echolink number around here somewhere. Anyway. Back to you, Wayne. This is 89NBJ.
Okay, well, thank you, Ken. Next on my list here is PY2BIL.
Hi, everyone. This is PY2BIL, Guillermo out of São Paulo in Brazil. So, the audio issue was addressed already. So it was low, but I turned up the volume here. I could understand what the topic of the day was or is. So, on repeaters we use, I would say, well, since we don't speak English down here, so we use similar words to describe the audio, right? So one common one is crystal clear, right? So that applies to English. But one other that we use quite a lot is it's like frying sound. If you fry something like French fries or that kind of sound, right? Or that word is used to describe this kind of scratchy sound that you get sometimes on FM repeaters, right? So otherwise, well, it's the usual high, low, or whatever, right? So yeah. You don't use an RST, as in HF. You usually use words in your common language to describe how the other person sounds. Okay? So, well, that's all on my end. Back to you, Wayne. This is PY2BIL.
Okay. Thank you, Guillermo. I have in the past, in describing what some other station signal sounds like, I say, it sounds like you're making bacon, frying bacon in the kitchen there. That and being in the shower. Those are the two things that that come to mind. All right, let's see who's next on my list here. I think it's VK6VQQ. Okay, evidently, Reg has stepped away from his computer radio shack. So, I think that we might have a very short net today. I just bumped something here. I got a notification about it. Anyway, let's take a call for any new check-ins. If there's anybody out there in DMR land, All-Star land, whatever, If you haven't already checked in, come forward now with your call sign. All right, nothing heard there. So, Ken, Guillermo, any other further thoughts?
89NDJ here. Looks like N4RNW just popped in.
Yes, thank you, Ken. Just as I was unkeying there, I glanced and saw his call sign on the dashboard there. So, N4RNW. Harold, welcome to our little net here. And let me fill you in on what the topic is this week. I'm trying to boil it down to the gist of it. So the idea is when you're on FM simplex or FM repeater and you're trying to communicate to the other station what their signal sounds like, you know, the signal, the kind of thing that on HF we would use RST or some other established scale to describe the readability and the signal strength. So on FM, though, it's a little bit different. And I was wondering, the topic this week is, what are your favorite ways of conveying the readability to the station that you're talking to? Some of the examples that we've talked about here are, I often say that the other station sounds like he's talking to me from his shower because there's this white noise of water drops, you know, in the background. Or Guillermo mentioned frying, and that's another one that I've used. It sounds like you're in the kitchen frying up some bacon there, things like that. So do you have any favorite terms or there are some actual standards of how to explain signal strength and readability, like RST and so on. So how do you like to perform that, you know, action to tell someone what their signal sounds like?
Oh, hi, Wayne. N4RNW. Are you calling on me? Sorry.
Yes, you are the you are up. You have the floor. If you need some more time to think about it, that's okay. We'll come back to you later.
Oh, okay. When I come into this node, there's that recording that talks about TechNet and all that stuff. So it cuts off initially if somebody might be calling on me immediately. N4RNW, Harold here in Fort Myers, Florida. To answer your question, Wayne, I don't use local 2 meters or 440 very often, so I don't give people signal strength reports. Most of my stuff is on Echolink. Just to give you an update, the area is continuing to recover from Hurricane Ian. My wife and I here in our villa, we had minimal damage on the roof and just a bunch of trees blown around, but the wind speed was over 100 miles an hour. But a lot of poor people on the barrier islands, they lost everything. So we're fortunate, we're blessed here. Okay, Wayne, back to you, N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold. And I'm glad to hear that that you're doing okay. So let's see. Do we have any new no new stations? Let's see if DK6DQQ is with us now. Okay, evidently not. So we're still kind of early here. We can hang around for a few more minutes. Do we have any rechecks, or maybe you want to change the subject and talk about something else? So please call now.
PY2BAL.
Go ahead, Guillermo.
Yeah, just to fill the void there, not too much going on the radio on my side. I've been quite busy for most part of the year, so radio is sort of in a second priority or third priority or even lower than that. But as usual, I keep up my packet notes, no activity whatsoever in the area. But at least I have fun every now and then doing some admin work on the packet node and chatting with individuals in other parts of the world, obviously not through RF, but through the packet infrastructure using internet links, right? So the nodes are hooked up internationally through internet links these days, and there is a chat always going on, and you have maybe between 6 and 10 individuals on it regularly, so we chat every now and then on that. So it keeps the challenge up to keep the infrastructure in place and have some fun. So that's what's going on my end on another topic. Okay, back to you, Wayne. This is PY2BAL.
Okay, cool. I wonder, would you like to give the contact information? So if it's been a while since we mentioned that, so that I don't know, the few stations who are with us now can, if you know, connect to your packet node. Probably the best thing would be to put it in the chat.
Sure enough, I popped something in there. There's a telnet access, so if anyone wants to access through telnet, then that's possible. I'll paste it here in the chat in a second.
Okay, cool. Thank you for that. So, let's see, I don't see any new call signs. Let's see, BK6, BQQ, Reg, are you with us? Any other stations or rejects, please call now. Okay, thank you, Guillermo, for posting that information in the chat area there. I will be copying that over into the mailing list, unless you want me not to do that. I'm going to take one more standby. Share freely. Okay, great. To see if there are any other additional comments before I wrap up the net. Okay, let's see where I am here. Well, as usual, I want to mention that we could always use some more volunteers to be net control operators. And if you're not already subscribed to our mailing list, you can go to sdfarc.org and find out the incantation that you have to use to send to majordomo at sdf.org to get subscribed to our mailing list. It's a very low-volume mailing list, perhaps 2 or 3 messages per week. So, this concludes the SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 0024 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, well, I think that there may still be the DMR talk group, 31650, but there's always Tom, the Anon Radio Room. I know I'm there. Probably some other people are there, too. So, there you go. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73.